Faith comes by hearing. She heard about Jesus. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press, and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto Jesus, You see the multitude thronging you and say, Who touched me? And Jesus looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told Jesus all the truth. And Jesus said unto her, Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of your plague. Mark 5:25-34. Faith has a voice. If I but touch him. And, behold, a woman, who was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind Jesus and touched the hem of his garment. For she had said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleeps. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, Jesus went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame of him went abroad into all that land. Matthew 9:18-26. Faith requires action. She touched Jesus's garment. Now a woman, having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment. And immediately, her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, Who touched me? When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you say, Who touched me? But Jesus said, Somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out from me. Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Luke 8:43-48. This is really important. You have to know this. She had no strength left, no money, no options, only faith. For 12 long years, this woman suffered, grew worse, and was cast aside as unclean. But when she heard about Jesus, faith was born. She didn't cry out loudly or demand attention. She reached out quietly, desperately, believing, If I just touch his garment, I shall be whole. And she was. The healing was instant, but Jesus stopped the crowd to honor her faith. He would not let her slip away unnoticed, as if she had stolen a miracle. He called her, Daughter, affirming her worth and declaring her whole. Faith hears. Faith speaks. Faith acts. And Jesus responds, not to status, not to strength, but to faith. Let every soul who hears of him take heart. Reach out in faith, and you too will be made whole.